Thursday, and today I have named my station Out Like a Lamb question mark because March is supposed to come in like a lion and out like a lamb, but instead it came in like a bird and out like a dragon, so not really sure what is up with that. However, hello, I am finally back. I did not sleep through my show today because I'm kind of getting my life together, but not really because I'm still very stressed and sleep deprived. But, you know, that's just how it goes. So I hope your week is going better than mine, because sleep is not my friend this fine past days. But, otherwise, hope you're resting on your snow days. First song I have for you is called Same Old Blues by Fantagram from their newest album. And I've been really into, like, you know, just some indie pop music with, like, lots of electric drums and stuff recently, because I don't know. It just sounds good, so why don't you give it a shot? Here we go. Oh, yes. Hello, I'm talking over the song, but this is Die Young by Sylvanesso. I've listened to it like 20 times the past 2 days. Enjoy!
People would weep, how tragic, so early. I was gonna die young. Gotta contend with the living blues. I could've missed it, I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse. I was gonna die.
So is like a super cool electronic indie artist, and she's got an amazing voice, and she's a really good songwriter. Her melodies kind of remind me of Bonsai Tree's melodies sometimes, but like probably not to other people because you guys don't hear them a million times, but to me. And my fantastic best friend actually choreographed a dance to a Sylvan Esso song last year. If you want to check out the song Hey Mommy, it's off her album from, I want to say like 2009, because she didn't make an album for a while. Something like that, but it's a really good song. It's a first track, and I'm pretty sure if you like look up on the internet, that page probably on her Facebook at least posted a video of it, and it's really beautiful choreography for really beautiful music. So if you're interested, look at that. Next is Your Heart by Hand Habits.
Thank you.
The next song is called Oh Baby by LCD Sound System. Thank you. I'm far from the mic. Hello. That was Vacations. That was called Moving Out by Vacations. And it sounds like they're taking yours on a small vacation, which is nice because I wish I was still on vacation. Rip me. Rip me. Anyway, this next song is called Heartcore by Land of Talk. I really enjoy their first album called Some Are Lakes, but that came out a while ago, and this came out like last year, so it's pretty new and hip down with the times, and you'll like it if you like new stuff, so here you go.
Let's just say you knew you only got two words seated.
Hello, I haven't talked in a while. I wasn't asleep, I promise. I was just sitting here. The next song is by Queen Moo, which is this really cool band of cool guys, and we're friends with them, and they're nice, and they're playing with Bonsai Trees on April... I forget. It's in the middle of April. It's at the Infinity Hall in Hartford, and it's going to be this cool backyard festival, but it's not actually in a backyard, but they're just calling it that. It's going to be super fun. It's a good group of guys and non-identifying humans. And it's going to be cool. And yeah, they're great. One time they met my cat and they were super nice to him. So I appreciated that. So next we got the song What It Comes To by Queen Moo off their newest album, Meanwhile.
This is what it Please.
Hi, that song is called Reckoner. Sorry I didn't log it at first. I'm really sorry. That's like one of my favorite songs, like ever, slash that's like one of my favorite albums ever, In Rainbows by Radiohead. Should probably be over it because it came out like 11 years ago, but I'm not because it's really good. That is my sad song that I listen to when I feel like brooding or just like hearing pretty sounds. For those of you who say that Radiohead sounds like Muse, incorrect, Muse sounds like Radiohead, changed my mind. But next we have Ghostwriter by RJD2, which is 5 minutes of kind of the same thing. So if you want to tune out, that's okay with me, but you'll miss the Moody Blues, so whose loss is that?
Thank you.
I love that song, like, probably too much, and I listen to it a lot when I'm just feeling, like, grooving and I need to be happy. That's by RJD2, who is a DJ that is from 2000... I want to say 2002, when there was still, like, weird, like, dance music in, like, discotheques and stuff that sounded like that. And now it's all just terrible, but, like, that was pretty cool. The rest of the album's, like, rap, but if you want to check it out, it's, like, pretty sick. Next is...
Pretty sick.
Next is Visions of Paradise by the Moody Blues. Sorry, Mom, I know you hate them, but they're really cool. I got this album on vinyl for like a dollar from a street vendor in Philly, and it's covered in dirt, but it still sounds great. So this is called Visions of Paradise.
Speed to me, come.
Hello. I'm so sorry that I lost track of time, and I went over many minutes. So, without further ado, my friend Matthias is coming. That'll be really fun. Hope you had a good time. I'm gonna go sleep now. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. Ta-ta.